我们读旧约诗篇二十七篇。
Old Testament Psalm 27。
诗篇二十七篇。
Psalm 27。
这是一篇非常宝贵的诗篇。
This is a very precious psalm。
好像大概在不到十年，九年前，好像在这里边跟弟兄姊妹交通过这篇诗篇。
About 9 years ago, I had an opportunity to fellowship this psalm.
可能在座的有很多弟兄姊妹都没听过。
Perhaps many brothers among us have not heard about this.
但我们盼望主借着圣灵给我们新鲜的话语。
So may the Lord give us the living word through His Holy Spirit.
好，我们翻到了七篇哈，我们还是弟兄姊妹，我们轮流把它。念过
Brothers, sisters, take turn.
好，弟兄先来。大卫的诗：耶和华是我的亮光，是我的拯救，我还怕谁呢？耶和华是我性命的保障，我还惧谁呢？那作恶的，就是我的仇敌，前来吃我肉的时候，就半跌扑倒。虽有军兵安营攻击我，我的心也不害怕。虽然兴起刀兵攻击我，我必仍旧安稳。有一件事我曾求耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。因为我遭遇难，他必暗暗地保守我，在他亭子里，把我藏在他帐幕的隐处，将我高举在磐石上。现在我得以昂首，高过四面的仇敌。我要在他的帐幕里欢然献祭，我要唱诗歌颂耶和华。耶和华呀，我用声音呼吁的时候，求你垂听，求你连续我，应允我。你说你们当寻求我的面，那时我心向你说，耶和华啊，你的面我正要寻求。不要向我掩面，不要发怒赶逐仆人，你向来是帮助我的，救我的神啊，不要丢掉我，也不要离弃我。我父母离弃我，耶和华必收留我。耶和华啊，求你将你的道指教我，因我仇敌的缘故，引导我走平安的路。求你不要把我交给仇，随己所愿，因为妄作见证的和口吐凶言的起来攻击我。我若不信活人之地得见耶和华的恩惠，就早已丧胆了。然后耶和华，当壮胆坚固你的心。我再说，要等候耶和华。我们一起再有一点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们何等感谢你。
Lord, how we thank you.
从永远到永远，你就是神。
From eternity to eternity, you are God.
万事万物都在改变，唯有你永远都不改变。
All things change, you never change.
感谢你，你今天向着我们的慈爱没有改变。
Your love towards us never change.
你拯救的能力没有改变。
The power of your salvation never change.
你恩典没有改变。
Your grace never change.
你向着我们永远的旨意也没有改变。
Eternal will never change.
你的诗也没有改变。
Your faithfulness never change.
把你所定义的，你都要成就。
You will accomplish whatever you will.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
早晨我们一同的来到你诗人的宝座面前。
This morning we all come together before the throne of mercy.
求主再一次用你圣洁的话语来光照我们。
May you enlighten us with your holy words.
让你的话语成为我们每一个人心中的力量。
May your words become our strength.
也成为我们脚前的灯和路上的光。
As the lamp to my feet and light to my path.
我们仰望你的怜悯。
We look upon your mercy.
我们等候你。
Wait on the Lord.
我们等候你向我们每一个人施恩。
Wait for your mercy.
我们都谦卑的在你面前安静的等候你。
We humble ourselves and quietly wait before you.
愿主你自己的同在使我们身心灵都能够刚。
So may your presence strengthen our heart.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. 这是大卫的诗。
This is a Psalm of David.
我们知道大卫是一个属灵的人。
David is a very spiritual person.
我们每次想到大卫，我们都想到这样一位爱神的人。
Every time we think about David, David is the person who loves God so much.
他喜爱耶和华的律法，他昼夜思想。
He loves the statute and law of the Jehovah. He meditated day and night.
哦，他在主的话语面前，真的好像一棵树栽在溪水旁。
He's like a tree planted by the river.
他叶子不枯干。
The leaf will not be withered.
按时候结果子。
And be fruitful.
凡他所做的尽都顺利。
So, whatever he does is so smooth.
我们想到大卫的时候，我们想到这依靠神的一个人。
Every time we think about the David, he is the kind of person who totally depends on God.
虽然仇敌好像哥利亚一样那样的高大。
So it's even the enemies like the Goliath, such a giant.
但是大卫靠着神的能力，就是一个小小的石子，就胜过了仇敌。
But by the holy power of God, he was able to overcome an enemy with a small stone.
大卫是一个爱神的人。
David is such a person who loves God so much.
他说他为了神的家，为了神能够和他的有能力的约柜能够同入安息之所。
So in order for the house of God and also the ark of the ark of God to be able to enter the rest place.
他说我宁愿自己不上床榻。
I desire myself not to go to bed.
我宁愿自己不睡觉。
I will not rest.
我也愿意神能够和他有能力的约柜同入安息之所。
So in order for and he said ark in enter the rest.
大卫为了神的见证，他宁愿放下许多合理事。
So for the sake of God's testimony, he is willing to lay aside. It seems like all the reasonable things.
如果我因着神的缘故，我可以放下我身体的需要。
So for the sake of the Lord, if I have to lay aside the needs of my body.
虽然自己吃亏，也绝不后悔。
Even though I suffer loss, I will never regret.
我们想到大卫的时候，我们想到这样一个爱神的人。
So every time we think about David, we think David is such a person who loves God. It's the person according to the heart desire of the Lord.
很多时候我们觉得大卫他属灵的光景好像跟我们差得很远。
And we feel like the spiritual condition of David is far beyond our condition.
那么实在是太好像在我们前面超过太多了。
It surpasses our condition.
但是非常的稀奇。
But amazingly,
我不知道弟兄姊妹你的感觉如何。
I don't know about your feeling.
每一次我读大卫诗篇的时候，我大卫离我们很远。
But every time I read a Psalm of David, I feel like David is not that far away from us.
虽然他在神的面前所蒙恩典好像比我们好像多了很多。
It seems that the grace David have received from the Lord is much more abundant than us.
但是你读大卫诗篇的时候，你不觉得他和我们很非常的遥远。
But every time you read a Psalm of David, you feel like David seems not far away from us.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为大卫哈。他不是在给我们讲他在神面前的经历。
David was not trying to tell us the experience of his before God.
他乃是告诉我们他所经历的基督。
What he's trying to tell us is the Christ he had experienced.
他乃是告诉我们他所经历的这一位耶和华神。
He was trying to tell us the God he had experienced.
弟兄姊妹，经历是非常感人的。
The experiences is very touching.
经历是非常宝贵的。
Very precious.
但是经历本身确实让我们觉得很好像很亲切。
But the experience themselves are seems like not very near to us.
但是当我们把我们所经历的基督交通出来的时候，
But every time we fellowship the Christ,
让我们觉得非常的近。
So we feel like that is very close to us.
只有基督成为我们每一个人的安慰。
So only the Christ can become our comfort.
只有基督能够成为我们每一个人的拯救。
The Christ can only the Christ can become our salvation.
所以每次我们读大卫的诗篇的时候，我们觉着虽然他的经历是那样的高，认识是那样的深，但是我们却不觉着遥远。
So every time we read a Psalm of David, we feel like even though his experiences is far beyond us, but we don't feel like it's far away from us.
而且你发现，当大卫他在那里交通的时候
，As David was fellowshipping with us,
虽然他真的是非常属灵。
Although he's very spiritual,
真的在圣经里面，你要找属灵人，那是一定要找到大卫了。
So if you find a spiritual man, then David is one of them.
但是大卫他那里属灵的时候
，As he became a spiritual man,
你发现他自己并不自觉属灵，并没有那个 self consciousness.
He didn't realize that he is such a spiritual man. He didn't realize.
他并不觉得那个 self-consciousness of his spirituality. 你知道这个自觉是非常非常奇妙的一个东西。
So the self-consciousness is very amazing.
大卫他真的属灵。
Yes, indeed, David is spiritual.
但他没有自觉的，他没有那个属灵的自觉。
But he did not have the self-consciousness of spirituality.
就好像摩西一样。
Just like Moses.
摩西从那个山上下来的时候，他因着跟神的亲近，脸发光了。
So as Moses came down from the Mount of Sinai, his face was full of glory.
但是摩西并不觉着自己脸发光。
But he not have this self-consciousness.
他没有觉着啊，这回下山可得好好照照你们了。
He didn't say that. Oh, I want to enlighten you with my glory. To enlighten all the people who live in the darkness.
看见这一个从山上下来的人，把你们好好照亮。
I will enlighten you with my own face glory.
你知道吗？一个人真的属灵。
If a true spiritual person.
他却没有属灵的自觉。
But he does not have the self-consciousness of spirituality.
所以当你碰这个人的时候，你不会碰到一些很硬的东西。
So if you touch this person, you will not touch something hard.
因此这是非常宝贵的。
This is very precious.
所以这个就让我们觉得大卫真的是非常可近的。
So we feel like David is it's very close to approach.
不仅如此。
Not only so.
而且你发现大卫他给我们看见他是和我们一样性情的人。
So David shared the same nature with us, characteristics.
你说他大卫有刚强的一面。
David has an aspect of being strong.
大卫也有软弱的一面。
And he also has a time of weaknesses.
如果我们想到一个人他整身都是刚强的一面，那我们就是离我们太远了。
So if a person is always has been always strong, we feel like this is a person is far away from us.
如果一个人整天都是软弱，这离我们也很远。
If the person has been always weak, and then this is also not our experience.
大卫和我们是一样性情的人呢。
And David has the same characteristics.
我们有的时候刚强。
Sometimes we're strong.
我们有的时候软弱。
Sometimes we're feeble.
你发现，甚至大卫告诉我们，他也惧怕的。
So David also told us he is afraid.
你说你这个人讲话讲的有问题，你大卫说不怕。
So, I think you didn't say it right. David said, I will not fear.
理解就是说了两次惧怕。
He mentioned it twice. Whom shall I fear?
这个我还惧谁呢？
And of whom I shall be afraid.
第三节，你看这前面三节讲了三次。我也不害怕。
He mentioned three times that I shall not fear.
你知道一个人真的害怕，他就说他不害怕。
So if a person truly fear that he will tell himself that I'm not fearful.
如果他真的不害怕，他就不说他不害怕。
So if he does not fear, then he will not mention.
他真的里面有害怕。
But there's a fear.
所以你看那彼得，彼得他是这个就他是彼得是一个很害怕的一个人。
So the Peter is the person full of fear.
但是他们都会跌倒，我永不跌。
And Peter mentioned that other people may fail, but I will never fail.
所以你知道他跌倒的比别人都厉害。
But he fell many times more than other people.
所以你知道一个人哈，一个人他说没神的时候，你知道一定有神。
But if a person mentioned that I don't believe God, but actually he think there is a God.
一个人说他没罪，他一定有罪。
If people think that he is without sin, then he must have sin.
一个人说他不怕，他一定怕。
And if person mentioned that he will not fear, that he must fear, he will fear.
这个你就发现在人的这个生活里面，他说他没有的时候，他真的一定有。
Sometimes if people mention that I don't have anything, actually he does have something.
大卫他不仅害怕。
Not only David fears.
大卫说他会害怕到一个地步到丧胆呢。
and he will fear to the point that he will lose his heart.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道你有没有害怕到一个地步丧胆过。
So have you have the experience of losing your heart?
所以大卫已经给我们看他有刚强的一面。
So David showed us not only he has the aspect of being.
这是我们羡慕的属灵的一面。
This is the spiritual kind we all admire.
大卫他真的也有他软弱这个惧怕的一面。
But David also has the time of trouble and the weaknesses.
所以我觉得大卫，至少我个人觉得大卫跟我很近。
But personally, I feel David's experience is pretty close to mine.
因为我也常常惧怕的。
Because I often time I fear.
我不知道弟兄姊妹你们怕不怕。
And do you fear?
甚至我们觉得有的是天天都会怕的。
We fear seems like every day.
所以你知道圣经里面，你知道有着前面弟兄们告诉我们说，圣经里面主神让我们说你们不要怕，说过多少次吗？说过366次。
So you know how many times God reminds us do not fear? It's 366 times.
因为我没有数过，这是前面弟兄们数的哈。
So,
但是前面弟兄们告诉我们说，因为神知道我们天天都会怕的。
Because the Lord told, Lord know that we fear every day.
他就告诉我们每天你都不要怕。
So that's why he told you do not fear every day.
因为我们知道惧怕，我们知道说这个，当然不是说所有的惧怕都是不好，对不对？
It's not like the, all the fears is a bad thing.
圣经里面有两种惧怕。
There are two kinds of fears.
有一种惧怕叫做敬畏。
One kind of fear is a fear.
那个是出于主的。
The fear from God.
那个是耶和华所喜悦的。
It's the fear that pleases God.
耶和华最喜悦敬畏他仰望他慈爱的人。
The Lord loves the people who fears him.
如果有一个人敬畏神。
If a person fears God,
这种惧怕是出于神的。
This kind of fear is from God.
这是神所要的。
This is the fear that God wants.
所以在圣经有许多这样的话语。
There are many verses regarding this, but be careful.
你要谨慎。
Be watchful.
你做的每一件事情都必须照着山上所指示你的样式。
So that everything you do will according to the pattern from the mountain.
所以你就知道那里面告诉我们，我们要敬畏耶和华。
So here it tells us we need to fear Jehovah.
你要在神的面前恐惧战惊。
You need to be tremble and fearful before the word of God.
这种的恐惧，这种的惧怕是耶和华所特别喜。
This kind of fear please God.
但是大卫的这里所说的惧怕不是这种惧怕。
But the fear that David mentioned is not this kind of fear.
大卫在这里说，他里面所有的这些惧怕，其实是耶和华所不喜悦的。
And all the fear David has in his psalm, in this psalm, is not this the kind of fear that pleases God.
弟兄姊妹，你知道，特别是神的儿女
，especially the children for God.
神非常不喜悦惧怕的人。
So God displeases the people who fears.
你这等到启示录21章的时候，你都会惊天心地，都从天而降了。
So when the Revelation chapter 27 mentioned the new 21 mentioned that 21 mentioned the new heaven and earth came when new heaven and earth come.
那个时候，我们新天新地都要降临的时候，你知道圣经上说什么？神最不喜悦头一个就是惧怕的人。
So the first thing that God displeased is the person who fears.
因为惧怕哈，除了敬畏以外，所有其他的惧怕都是从罪出来的。
Unless you fear God, all other fears all come from sins.
因为我们因着罪的缘故，就成为一般这个一生因怕死而做奴仆的人。
Because of the sin, we all become the people who live in the bondage of sin and death.
真的是怕呀。
We truly fearful.
当然，你说有些这个，从前有人说这个彻底的。唯物主义者是无所惧怕的。
The 唯物主义者是
就是
materialist the utmost materialist will never fear.
你知道，但是你知道，等到这些伟大的唯物主义者过去的时候
，atheist. All the great atheists passed away.
你知道这个报纸上，那会儿我读的时候，我非常非常的 sad， 非常非常难过的。
So when I read it, they all passed away. I feel very sad at that time.
你看那报纸上那个字写的好大，对不对
？So the you found on the newspaper.
就恶。
It's a bad news.
如果真是无所惧怕，怎么是噩耗呢？
So if fearless, why did they call them bad news? Everybody fears.
其实，在我们没有信主之前，我们真的都活在死亡的惧怕的底下。
Before we believe the God, believe in the Lord, we all live in the, under the fear of death.
他越是不怕，你就他越怕。
So more he declared that I'm not feared, that more fearful he would be. Don't believe what he said.
你知道有个人，他就真的不怕呀，他说他真的不怕死啊。
So one person mentioned that I truly do not fear death.
等到那天那个车祸，就差点跟人家撞上的时候，他说他那心脏都被跳出去了。
So one time he almost had a car accident. His heart almost came out.
His heart, 对, his heart almost came out. Yeah, his heart 都快跳出去了。你知道，你知道他，我就跟他说，你不是你无所惧怕吗？真的很危险的。
So I mentioned that. Don't you mention that you never fear? It is really dangerous. Don't believe what he said.
你让他出个车祸，你就知道了。
But if he encounter a car accident, you will figure.
如果他生了癌，你就更知道了。
So if you have a cancer, and you know.
你就知道，你知道人真的都活在这种惧怕的地方。
Everybody live under the fear of death.
但是我们今天是神的儿女。
But now we become the children of God.
我们的主在十字架上带回了掌死权。
So our Lord already destroyed the power of death on the cross.
释放了我们这些一生因怕死而做奴仆的人。
Deliver us deliver those who live under the bondage of sin.
所以主他说他所赐给我们的不是惧怕的灵，对不对？
So the spirit that the Lord gave us is not the spirit of fear.
对对对 ，the spirit of fear. 它乃是刚强仁爱谨守的灵，对不对？
It's the spirit of love, goodness, and
courage,
perseverance and courage.
对，你说这是一个刚强的灵。
It's the spirit of courage.
所以你知道主说你们要刚强壮胆。
So you need to be courageous.
你从旧约到新约，对不对？神对他的百姓所讲的，说你们要惧怕，不是说你们要刚强壮胆。
So from the Old Testament to the New Testament, God constantly mentioned that you need to be courageous.
而且一个人属灵的度量。
So the spiritual stature.
属灵的身量。
The spiritual stature.
乃是根据在患难的时候，他是不是惧怕。
It all depends on whether he will fear in the afflictions.
弟兄姊妹，外面的表现很多时候都不准的。
So don't look at the outward expression.
你别看他会讲道。
It's not accurate. Don't think that he's very eloquent.
你别以为他会祷告。
He knows how to pray.
你别以为他什么聚会都参加。
He goes to every meeting.
你就看看等到飓风来的时候。
If the hurricane comes.
你看那个惧怕到底有多少，对吧？
You see how much the fear he shows.
因为在患难的时候，如果我们惧怕，圣经上你的力量就微小。
So if you fear in nation, your power is small. Spiritual measure must be very small.
在人的面前见证不出去的。
So your testimony before man is very weak.
所以我们知道这个惧怕实在不是神所喜悦的。
So this kind of fear is not something that pleases God.
神喜悦他的百姓是刚强壮的。
So the God pleases the people who be courageous.
但是我们知道，
who are courageous.
就是像大卫这么属灵，他里面他其实他也有很多这种惧怕。
For the person like David who's so spiritual, he also has a fear. Why?
为什么我们今天有这么多的神的应？ 允许，对不对？你们在世上有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜过了世界。
So we have so many promises of the Lord. He said, "Yes, indeed, you have affliction, but I have already overcome the world."
胜过了死亡，直到永远。
We know that the grace of God has already overcome the death to eternity.
刚才我们博饼的时候，我们一直祷告，他恩典真的够我们使用了。
So we during the table meeting, we keep praying that the Lord's grace is sufficient for us.
就在软弱、失败、压力、痛苦当中，他恩典那个能力显得更加的完。
A time of weaknesses and troubles and afflictions, and He's it's perfect. It's sufficient and perfect.
就是在患难中，我们还是可以欢欢喜喜的。
In a time of trouble, we still be joyful.
弟兄姊妹，在圣经里面，你读的时候，应该神的儿女在蒙恩典以后，应该是一个过一个没有惧怕的生活的。
So we ought to live a life that without fear after we saved by grace.
为什么我们这个属神的人这么属灵了？像大卫一样，如果在我们中间，你说你是像大卫一样属灵，说实在的，可能在我们生命中还是有许多惧怕。
So even for the person like David who's so spiritual, in our life, our life still feel a full of fears.
大卫就告诉我们为什么他还会惧怕。
So David told me here why he feared.
大卫非常好。
David is so good.
因为他在神面前真的有真实的经历。
He has true experience before God.
我觉得是在第13节。
In verse 13.
在第13节他告诉我们有两个原因。 为什么属神的人还会惧怕？
Saul has two reasons why the people who belong to God also.
头一个原因，他说我若不信。
The first reason is that unless I had believed.
对，这个英文也很好了，是吧？除非我信哈，你就知道这里面大卫说他其实有的时候他自己说叫不信。
He said, Unless I had believed.
对，就是他 disbelieve.
Disbelieve.
实际上，你这主在地上的时候， 主不这样责备我们的。
So the Lord would not rebuke us like this.
我觉得主特别好。
The Lord is so good.
主知道我们是小信的人。
The Lord knows that we are the people who have a little faith.
所以你就看见说， 当人小信的时候， 只要一有风浪就怎么样， 就开始害怕。
So when the people who have a little faith, when a storm comes, we are in tremble and fear.
他们那个时候是和主耶稣 在一起,
but they were with Lord.
他也看见主耶稣这个行的神迹, 看见主耶稣亲口讲的道。 弟兄姊妹, 如果想我, 我想说, 今天我要是像这个德哈, 像约翰, 也在主耶稣旁边站一站的话, 那真的很有效。
So they have seen the signs that Lord performed and then the message that the Lord preached. If I were like Peter and stand by the Lord.
你这小朋友唱的是个有主在我船上我就不惧怕，是不是？你看那个那天这主就在他船上，对不对？
So the children oftentimes sing the songs that if the Lord is with me on the boat, I will not be fearful.
但是那天他们都怕。
But at that day, they're all fear.
主说你们小信的人。
You're in a group of people who has little faith.
当我们信心 度量很小的时候，一有风浪我们就怕。
If the stature of our faith is very small, so when a storm comes, we are afraid.
你不要以为大卫不怕。
Don't think David did not fear.
大卫很多次怕呀。
So he feared many times.
扫罗要追杀他的时候，他好怕。
When King Saul chased him to kill him, he was so fearful.
反叛他的时候，他好怕。
When his son rise to against him, he was fearful.
有些大卫还犯了罪。
And one time, David sinned.
那个罪险些啊，在人面前要被暴露出来了。
So, the sin was about to exposed before man.
大卫怕呀。
The David was so afraid.
做君王啊。
David was the king.
哎呀，做出这种事来。
He even did such things.
这种事马上好像都要别人知道了。
And it seems like almost everybody know about this.
所以大卫他有很多惧怕。So
David's life, David has many fears.
所以我不知道我们的惧怕都在哪里。
So I don't know where our fears lay upon.
但是大卫告诉我们。
But David told us.
不信。
Disbelieve.
还有这活人之地。
It's the land of living.
弟兄姊妹，活人之地真的叫人丧胆呐。
So you would really lose your heart in the land of the living.
弟兄姊妹，活人之地，你觉着让人怕不怕？
Don't you think in the land of living you will fear?
如果有些经历的话，
If you have such experience,
我想大卫写这篇诗篇的时候，不是在幼年的时候写的。
I believe that when the David wrote this psalm, he was not young.
这是在他有过经历的。
He had many life.
你如果真的有一点人生经历，
If you have a little bit of experience of life,
你知道人真的软弱。
You know that the man are so weak.
像我们前一段时间去服侍年长弟兄。
A while ago, as we were serving the elderly brother.
你说你坐在病床旁边，你都觉得人会软弱到这种地步。
So as you were sitting by him, you feel like the man can become such weak.
哎呀，这个活人之地叫人丧胆呐。
So you lose your heart in the land of the living.
到了一个地步，如果让他吃一口饭。 咽一口，把一口水咽下去的力量都没有。
So to the point that he even did not have the strength to swallow a water.
弟兄姊妹，你知道他那个时候我们在服侍的时候，你里面丧胆不丧胆啊？
As you were serving like this, will you lose your heart?
你坐在那，你这有一天你也一样啊。
So as you were sitting there, you can imagine one day you'll be like this.
医院里还是另外一回事是吧？老人家有福气可以躺在医院里，有的时候还没进医院我们就过去了。
So maybe some we even pass away when we're not be hospitalized.
哎呀，人真的非常软弱的。
So the man is so weak.
所以因为这个软弱，你说在活人真叫人丧胆，我告诉你。
Because of these weaknesses, you will lose your heart in the land of living.
不仅人软弱。
Not only the men are weak.
人有的时候还绝望了，失望了
，despair。
我不知道你有没有失望过
？Have you lose hope？
哎呀，我记得那个时候小的时候想说，如果我能长大就好了。
When I were young, how much I desire to grow up。
哎呀，如果长大了，这些难处都过去了。
So once I grow up, all the difficulties will pass away。
我小的时候，我这个是一个体弱多病的一个人。
Because when I was young, I got sick a lot。
连那个比我小好几年的都可以欺负我。
So even the children younger, a few years younger than me can
bully
me. Yeah, bully me.
那个真的绝望，我告诉你，那这么小的孩子还有还来欺负我。
I was full of fear, and even the little kids can bully me.
长大了就好了。
So when I grown up, the things will be different.
长大了发现让人绝望啊。
But when I grow up, I feel like our life is also full of despair and sorrow.
没有前途啊。
No hope.
那种人到美国就有前途了。
Once you go to America, you have a hope.
哎，真的到了美国了。
Once I arrived here.
到了美国以后，你发现更空虚了。
And then more emptiness.
那时候结了婚就好了。
And then people tell me that after you got married, that will be good.
哎呀，多少人结了婚以后，那才痛苦呀，才开始了。
So many people after they got married, the sorrow begins.
比如说有了孩子就好了，对不对
？Once you have children, your condition will be better.
你知道，有的时候有了孩子，我想，小的时候真是没希望，你整天半夜要起来的。
So when they were in the infancy, and you need to get up every night to take care of them.
大一点，我就可以按时去聚会了。
You were hoping that when they grow up, you can come to the meeting on time.
你抱着他的时候，你都不能去聚会，告诉他你更没时间聚会了。
So when you're kids in your bosom, you are not able to make to the meeting. But when they growing older, you still cannot go to the meeting.
事多了，我告诉你，这个是 recital， 那个比赛，我告诉你事多着呢。
Because the more thing came up, like recitals and sports, other actual curriculums.
那真的是上有老下有小，没有盼望，我告诉你。
So I have an older generation and a younger generation to take care. So there's no seems like there's no hope.
好不容易觉得自己这些难处都过去，自己也老了。
So I feel like it seems like all the difficulties pass away, but I already become old.
哎呀，这个活人之地真的有的让人绝望，我告诉你。
I feel like we would lose heart in the land of believing.
孩子能够有出息，对不对
？Sometimes we desire children have a bright future.
上了常春藤了，你看高兴不高兴
？Go to the Ivy League school, will you be glad?
可是上了常春藤，是不是就解决难处了呢？
Is it the end of the trouble when they go to the Ivy League school?
基本上他们都知道了。
College, so the bad experience they all knew.
哎呀，这活人之地啊，真的是让人失望。
So the land of living will disappoint you. Yeah,
又软弱又绝望。
So you are weak and despair.
而且充满了疑惑，对不对
？And full of doubt.
我就是十年前那会儿，我正好40岁。
10 years ago, I was 40 years old.
那个叫不惑之年。
40 years old.
那就是说没有疑惑了。
Oh, the year without doubt.
我就发现疑惑更多了。
So I feel like I had more doubts.
哎呀，不知道为什么穷人难过日子，这有钱人也很难过日子，我告诉你。
So the poor people has a difficult life, and then even the people become rich also have more trouble.
我有一个很好的朋友。钱真的很多。
I have a best friend who's very rich.
我跟你讲，钱多到一个地步，他给一个学校的这个就7000万。
To the point that he can donate seventy million
就给一个学校
to one school.
这一次捐款就这么多。
One donation is like this amount.
但是你这旁边人跟我讲，你不。不知道他过的什么生活，我说我怎么知道他过什么生活？他那么多钱，对不对
？But people told me, do you know what kind of life he had been living? I said, what? How should I know?
你知道那个日子，他说真的是生不如死啊。
His life is so bitter and suffering.
我说这么多钱真让人迷惑，这怎么生不如死呢？要我的话呢？
I was puzzled. How come he has so much money? He still live a life of bitterness.
我告诉你，这活人之地充满了迷惑。我告诉你。
So the land of the living is full. Is filled with doubts.
就是教会里面也充满了迷惑。
Even in the church, it's full of doubts.
哎呀，真是搞不懂。
We couldn't understand.
你知道聚会哈，就神儿女聚会是全世界最活动。
So actually, the gathering of children of God is the simplest activities.
就往这一坐，有人在上面一讲就完了。
So you just sit there and listen to the preaching.
然后拿本小黑书，大家一起读就完了嘛。
And then open up your little black book and then read together.
我觉得没有比这更简单的了。
It's nothing simpler than this.
但如果你稍微多了解一点
，If you know a little bit more,
连不信的朋友都觉得你们中间真的是迷惑。我告诉你
，Even the disbelievers also think that we're so confused and full of doubts.
谁也不明白，
啊？
谁也不明白
？Nobody knows.
真的是充满了迷惑。
It's full of doubts.
活人之地真的让人丧胆呐。
So you would lose your heart in the land of the living.
而且这个时代，我跟你讲，我们生活这个时代是越久越恶，对不对
？So that in this generation, it become more wicked.
我从来没有想到，等到有一天政府会立法，让我们的孩子学习如何知道自己是不是同性恋。
I couldn't imagine that one day the government approved the law and that let our kids to learn to define, to determine what gender they will be.
If they are homo,
they are homosexual or not.
多么可怕的事情！
How horrible this is!
在旧约里面，神所咒诅、所定罪的，不过是一个小小的城市就是了。
So the Lord condemned and destroyed is just a small city in Old Testament.
现在这索多玛成了全世界的风潮了。
But now the Sodom become the trends of the whole world.
而且都立法，你还不能反对。
They also set up law. You cannot come against them.
谁有这种罪就关到监牢里。
Back in that time, if people sin like this, they will be put in prison.
现在反对进到监牢里面。
If you dare against this, and then you will be put in prison.
弟兄姊妹，活人之地真的叫人丧胆。
So the land of the living, really cause people to lose their heart.
你知道这个那天那个小朋友告诉我，他说他看那个电视里面演到这个新闻的时候，现在他们偷车的技术是多少秒来着？十秒是吧
？So the news report one day showed us the techniques of stealing a car is only with takes about 10 seconds to steal a car.
哎呦。你说这个我们今天有多少的技术来保护一辆车子，对不对
？So there we use so many technologies to protect to secure a car.
活人之地真的令人丧胆。
So you will lose your heart in the land of living.
所以大卫在这里告诉我们，大概其他说他在他的经历里面，他说有两个方面。
So here David told us his experience. There are two aspects.
虽然我们知道我们有这些惧怕。
Although we know that we should not have this kind of fear.
哎呀，但是活人之地真的充满了这个令人丧胆的事。
So the land of living is filled with the things that would cause people lose their heart.
再加上我们里面的小信。
And also, in addition, we also have a little faith.
所以我们就好像常常不能够过一个讨神喜悦的生活。
So oftentimes we are not able to live the life that's pleasing to God.
所以我想这一篇诗篇我非常宝贵。
So this psalm is so precious.
在这样一个活人之地，在这个令人丧胆的活人之地
，in such a land of living who cause people to lose their heart，
大卫他教我们如何过一个讨神喜悦的生活。
And David teaches us how we are able to live the life that is pleasing God。
如何过一个没有惧怕的生活
？The life without fear。
这是大卫自己亲身经历的。
This is David's true personal experience。
大卫不是给我们讲一篇的道。
David was not trying to preach to This is what David generated from his experience. And from verse 1, he told us the conclusion of his experience. This first verse is so important.
耶和华是我的亮光，是我的拯救。 我还怕谁呢? 耶和华是我性命的保障。 我还惧谁呢?
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
这里面告诉我们什么?
What it tells us here.
耶和华是亮光。
The Lord is my light.
耶和华是拯救。
Salvation.
耶和华是生命的, 你也可以说这个保障, 也可以翻译成这个力量, 也是生命的力量。
The Lord is the strength of my life.
这是什么意思啊?
What does it mean?
用我们今天熟悉的话来讲,
According to the familiar words,
就是基督是我们一切问题的解答。
The Christ is the answer to all the questions.
就像刚弟兄姊妹我们在一起博饼时说的,基督是一切,又在一切之内。
So like the psalm we chose during the table meeting is Lord is all in all.
弟兄姊妹,这个我们都知道了。
We all knew this.
弟兄姊妹,大卫他所知道,我们早知道了。
What David knew is something that we already knew.
我们早知道基督是我们一切问题的解答。
We already knew that the Lord is the answer to all our questions.
但是大卫他不是只知道一个原则而已。
But David, he did not know just the one principle.
他像一个小学生一样。
He's like an elementary student.
他知道那一个数学的原理。
He knows the formula or the principle of the math.
他还做应用题的。
But he also applied to the tech, to the problems.
小朋友他们知道原则。
I figure that sometimes the kids know the principle.
但是一做应用题就不会了。
When they try to apply the principle into the to solve the problem, they didn't know.
因为我们今天知道。
Today we know the principle.
连我们中间。 至少在我们这样的聚会，在我们中间久的朋友们都知道，基督是你们一切问题的解答。
Even the people, even the gospel friends who were among us for a long time, quite a long time, they also know that Christ is the answer to all the questions.
有一个朋友有一次我们遇到问题，他说：“你们祷告啊。”
And one day when we encounter a problem, a gospel friends even remind us, "Go and pray."
他都知道。
He even knew.
他知道你们讲了半天，就基督是你们一切问题的解答呀。
You have been talking that Christ is the answer to all your questions.
但是大卫啊，他不光是知道这么一个结论、一个原理而已。
But David, he's not only know this conclusion principle.
大卫他因着在生活中，他应用这一个原理。
Because David apply all these principles into his life. But not only he knew that the Christ is the answer to all the questions. And he even knew how Christ becomes the answer to our questions.
这个翻译的很好，就是那个how. 我觉得今天神的儿女的软弱就是我们知道 what， 但是我们不知道 how。
So the nowadays the weaknesses of the children of God is that we know we do know what, but we do not know how.
弟兄姊妹，大卫他是知道how，知道如何的。
David is the person who knows how.
你怎么知道他知道如何呢？
How do you know that he knows how?
这个英文翻的就有点绕了哈，翻的非常好。但是你就这里面你读第一节，你发现这个次序。 大卫讲的次序，你知道这个人是经历过的。But
the order David showed here, you can tell that the David truly experienced this.
基督是我们一切生活问题的解答。Christ
is the answer to all our questions.
但是大卫他在经历的当中，他发现头一个最重要的是亮光。In
his experience, David discovered that the first and the foremost and the most fundamental is the light.
这是他经历出来的。
This is what David experienced.
这是他做应用题做出来的。
This is what he applied to his life.
这他不是随便写，这是蒙蒙对的，不是。
He did not just randomly write here.
让我们写他是磐石，他是高台，他是拯救的脚，我们写一堆啊。
We'll just put all the words. He's the rock and salvation and refuge.
但是大卫在这里，因为他自己实在是经历过。
But here, David truly experienced this.
知道其实那个拯救是根据那个光的。
He knew that actually the salvation is based on the light.
你生命的力量也根据那个光啊。
And the strength of my life is also based on the light.
是不是这样的？
Isn't that so?
你读从创世纪真的一直到启示录，你发现神的拯救从来都是从光开始的。
From the Genesis to the Revelation, the salvation, all, the God of salvation always starts with light.
你读创世纪第一章，你发现如果没有在头一个 Like there be light, 让那里有光的话，后面根本什么。
When you read the Genesis chapter 1, you see, let there be a light. If, without light, there will be nothing.
到了新约约翰福音第一章，你发现那一定先讲的光了。
When you read the New Testament John, you figure that it must talk the light first.
生命在他里面，这生命就是人的光。
And the light is in him, and then this light is his life.
弟兄姊妹，在我们真实的经历里面，都是从光开始的。
And our true experience always start with the light.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们的得救不是从光开始，弟兄姊妹，那是跟圣经的启示是不相合的。
This is a contrary to the revelation of the God. If our salvation did not start with the light.
因为当保罗在讲到这个救恩的时候，他有一个总结的话，他说叫做出黑暗入光明，脱离撒旦的权下归。
So when Paul summarized the salvation, he mentioned this is to come out from the darkness and enter into the light.
弟兄姊妹，这一个经历是一切拯救的源头。
So this experience is the source of all salvation.
弟兄姊妹，如果一个人他不认识这个光，
if a person does not know the light,
他里面没有光，
there's no light in him.
弟兄姊妹，他在神的面前那个拯救，我们不能判断他有没有得救，但我们知道那个拯救一定是非常非常有限的。
We don't judge whether he is saved or not, but we can tell, what we can tell is that his salvation is very limited.
每一次我们在神面前蒙着更深的拯救，都是因着神新鲜的亮光带进来的。
So every time we were saved in the deeper condition, it's all because of the Lord bring even brighter light in our life.
无论是在逆境，在顺境，真的都需要光啊。
No matter in the difficult, smooth condition, we all need light.
比如说今天你家里遇见一件很难的事。
For example, if you have a troubles in your family life.
在你生命中，你发现这个难度太大了。
You feel like this difficulty is such a great difficulty.
这个难处到底是神的管教呢，还是神在那里训练你的信心呢？
You would puzzle that this difficulty is due to the discipline of God, or the God wants to try my faith.
或者神允许仇敌的进攻呢？
Or God allowed the attack of the enemy.
或者神借着这个难处使我们这个狂妄的人被拦阻一下呢？
Or God will hinder us to become proud through these difficulties.
至少我们，你读圣经对不对？你读圣经至少有四个方面，对不对？
So at least you know from reading the Bible that at least there are two aspects.
弟兄姊妹，如果你没有光的话，
four aspects. If you don't have a light in your life,
弟兄姊妹没有拯救，
there's no salvation.
对不对？如果这个是仇敌的进攻，
If it is the attack of enemy,
那你说，哎，我顺服，
I obey,
你没有拯救，
then there's no salvation.
那如果这个是神的管教，你说我宣告斥责仇敌，没有拯救。
So if it is actually the discipline of the Lord, and then you declare that I will rise against this, then there's no salvation as well.
如果这是神的拦阻，你说我要拆破南墙再往前走，弟兄姊妹，你落到更加的悲惨的地步。
So if this is the hindrance from God, and you want to destroy this hindrance, and you want to press on, then there is no salvation either.
我觉得在我们一起追求侍奉的当中，我觉得对我个人来讲，我觉得这个光太重要了。
So as we pursue and serve together, I feel like I personally think that this light is very important for us.
如果我们不晓得这个光的话，
If we don't know this light,
我们一直好像留在那个黑里面。
If we all remain in the darkness,
多可怕
How terrible this!
神的儿女不应该在黑暗里啊。
The children of God are not supposed to live in the darkness.
所以大卫在他自己的经历，他知道其实那个惧怕是从黑暗来的。
So the David can tell from his personal experience that this fear is actually come from the darkness.
你说大卫他开始也不是一上来就知道基督是一切的问题的解答，对不对？
So
不是这样。
David did not know the Christ is the answer to all the questions at first place.
你就发现他开始的时候，他去找年长弟兄啊，对不对？
And then in the beginning, he also went to the elderly brother to ask for consultation.
对不对？
He went to Samuel.
哎呀，这是年长弟兄为我祷告啊！
So elderly brother, please pray for me.
可是这个年长弟兄，他发现被主接去了。
But the elderly brother was taken away by the Lord.
哎呀，怎么办呢？
And what I do?
哎，他有同伴，对不对
？He has a companion.
那可是同伴，因着这个环境的缘故，还得跟他分开啊。
But Hanny was separated.
大卫在那里寻求许多的。
David was trying to seek many help.
甚至他到了非利士人那去找帮助啊。
To the point that he wanted to seek the help and support from the.
Philippians, 你知道腓力士人干什么用的吗？你知道吗？
腓力士，
你知道腓力士人他们是专门搞迷信的。
So Philippians is a group of people who worship idols.
弟兄姊妹，他们 superstitious， 他们非常迷信的。
They were very superstitious.
你难想象，对不对
？You can hardly imagine.
这么属灵的大卫。
How's does David is such a spiritual person?
思想耶和华的律法。
Meditate the law of the of God day and night.
为了神的殿，甚至心里焦急如同火烧。
He also worry about the God's temple.
竟然去做这种迷信的事情。
He even go and do the things that is such a superstitious.
所以你这到了这个腓力士人那个地方，他就装疯卖傻了。
So when he to the land of the Philistines, he pretend to be crazy.
Yeah, 你知道，你就那个神的儿女，我告诉你，真的，如果你落到世界里面，你只能装傻的。
If the children of God fall into the worldly condition, and you the only way out is like it seems like you pretend to be crazy because you did not dare to speak out the truth.
你只敢讲一些谎言。
You can only speak some lies.
那不是装假是什么呢
？And then is it the fall?It's pretending. It's pretending.
太需要光了。
How much David desired to have a light?
特别是他犯罪那一次。
Especially when he sinned.
哎呀，他发现，哎呀，不好了，这个妇人竟然怀孕了。
And he feel like, well, that is very bad. And then this woman got pregnant.
哎呀，这丑闻就要露出去了。
And then this sin will be exposed.
你知道大卫做什么吗
？What the David did?
他来遮盖，对不对
？He trying to cover.
他遮盖来遮盖去。
He cover like this and that.
他在罪里面越陷越深。
He fall into deeper condition.
他落在越过越深的黑暗的里面。
Fall into the deeper darkness.
大卫从他自己惨痛的生活和侍奉的经历里面，他告诉我们说：“神的儿女啊，首先的拯救之先必有亮光啊。”
So from his bitter experience, he trying to show us, in order for us to be saved, we need to have a light.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的要来到主面前问说，那个光在哪里呀？
We truly need to come before the Lord and ask, where is the light? Where is light?
如果没有这个光的话，我们一直活在黑暗里面。
So if there's no light, we will remain in the darkness.
如果我们还盼望遮盖我们的软弱，弟兄姊妹，我们就越过越黑暗。
So if we try to cover our weaknesses, then we are falling into a darker condition. There's no salvation.
没有生命的力量。
There's no strength of my life.
不仅在逆境中需要啊。
Not only in the difficult times.
就是顺境中也需要。
In a smooth time, we also need the light.
如果神让你去他去这个尼尼微传福音，非得往他是相反的方向逃跑。
If God trying to want you to preach the gospel in the Ninevite, and you trying to escape from this calling.
你发现到了河边水边，马上就有一艘船。
So you figured that there was a boat ready for you. So it's not like today's in Galveston you see many boats.
你知道那个时候到了所罗门年间去他市的船 3年一趟。
In the time of Solomon, the boat to Tarshish, it's just a 3年一趟.
对。
It's once for three years. It's only one within 3 years.
对啊，3年才一趟，我一下就碰到了。
So only once within 3 years, I happened to be able to get on the boat. Is this the guidance of the Lord?
这不有耶和华的手在里面吗?
And I can see the hand of the Lord.
这耶和华铺平我前面的道路。
The Lord prepared a smooth path for me.
弟兄姊妹，你发现你顺利的时候，你要有光啊。
So a smooth condition when you pray, you also.
你不要以为一顺利了，一找着工作，哎呀，神给我开路了，一头就扎进去了。
So don't think that in a smooth time, and you found yourself a job, you just right jump in.
你说许多神的儿女就这么往里扎呀。
So many children of God just jump right in. And then they didn't expect that they actually went into the belly of the big fish. And this is what we call the darkness. This is the uttermost darkness. And then for some of the children of God, their life is so smooth. But they actually live in the darkness. No matter in the difficult and also the smooth condition, we all need the light. So as soon as the light comes in, the salvation also comes. You can go and try. I can say many times, even every single time.
当我遇到真的这些难事去问主的时候
我 experienced the afflictions or troubles when I go before the Lord and ask
只要这个光照下来
as long as the light shine upon me
主告诉我这是他的管教还是他的拦阻或者这是他的训练 只要是神的光下来 拯救马上就临到
As long as the light comes down and the salvation comes no matter a Lord would try to discipline or discipline me. And there's no fear. And absolutely no fear.
就是有人来吃肉,吃你的肉,多可怕呀!
Even the people come trying to eat up your flesh. This is very horrible.
甚至有人还结党,有些军兵一起来攻击你,你也不怕。
So even the army may encamp against me, you will not fear.
弟兄姊妹,你发现这个大卫他在神面的经历真的很真实啊。
So the experience of David is so true.
因为他知道首先是亮光
Because he knew foremost is the light
弟兄姊妹我真的在神面前我们一起祷告我们求神让我们个人活在黑暗里
Let's pray together and ask God that nobody will live in the darkness
因为没有光就没有拯救
Because if there's no light, then there's no salvation.
我们总盼望有拯救，对不对？
We all desire to have salvation.
我们都相信我们自己生命中太多地方需要拯救了。
We all believe that there's so many places that we need a salvation in our life.
但是没有光就没有拯救。
But if there's no light, then there's no salvation.
没有光就没有生命的保障。
If there's no light, then there's no the strength of my life.
我们多么希望有生命的力量，生命的保障呢？
How much we need a strength of life and the light.
但是一切都从光来的。
They all began with light.
我们知道光，但是我想，因为这里有出现弟兄姊妹，稍微提一下，这个光从哪来？
So for the new believers, I want to briefly mention that where this light comes from.
弟兄姊妹，大概其在圣经里面，我看见光大概其有三方面，大概其。
So in general, the light includes three aspects.
至少主要有三。At least
there are main three aspects.
就在你生命中，你怕你头一方面你摸着主。
The first aspect is that. You would touch the Lord. The Lord is the light of our life. I am the light.
凡跟从我的都不在黑暗里走, 并且得着生命的光。
Whoever follow me will not walk in the darkness, will receive the light of life.
所以你在生命中，当你一遇见主，你一碰见主。 道理什么什么这些外面的环境，统统都靠不住的。
So as soon as you touch the Lord, you will no longer depend on the doctrines from the world.
你发现你里面真的就亮。
You feel like there's a light in you.
因为真的是这里大卫，大卫也说嘛，大卫说基督真的耶和华是我的亮光。
And here David said that the Lord is my light.
这真的太真实了。
This is so true.
什么时候你摸着主，什么时候你就亮了。
Whenever you touch the Lord, and you will be enlightened.
第二方面。
The second.
就是从他的话而来。
The light comes from His word.
有的时候我们可能并不带生命，并没有那样的来有这样的奇妙的经历。
Perhaps life we don't have much a wondrous experience.
但是主的一句话进来了。
But when one word comes into our heart,
就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
His word is the lamp to my feet and the light to my path.
这话一进来，我们的难处就解决了。
So as soon as the word come into my heart, my problem resolved.
见证。
So many brothers and sisters can give such a testimony.
生命中是因着主的话给他们的光。
So because of the words of the Lord, and then they receive light.
他们得到拯救。
They are saved.
他们得到生命的力量。
And they receive the strength of life.
他们把信心的头都抬起来，高过四面一切的仇敌。
Their head will be lifted up above enemies all around them.
哎呀，你看见这一方面是非常重要的。
This aspect is very important.
所以为什么我们要好好读圣经啊？
That's why we need to read a Bible carefully.
为什么我们参加星期五查经啊？
Why we need to go for this Friday study Bible study?
为什么早晨我们要这样来交通主的话语？
Why we need to fellowship the word at Sunday morning?
这乃是给圣灵机会。
This is allow us to give the opportunity to Spirit.
好让圣灵把他的写在圣经的话照亮在我们里面。
We allow the Holy Spirit to enlighten us.
所以有的时候我们不来这个聚会，不来那个聚会，弟兄姊妹受亏损的是我们呐。
We actually suffer loss if we don't go to this meeting and that meeting.
有的时候正是那一天神为你预备的话语，你说哎呀，今天懒惰了，或者今天这个 recital 一下。都 recite 没了。
So actually, if you are lazy and you did not want to go a meeting, but actually maybe if you would go, you will receive the light.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们极大的亏损。
We suffer great loss.
第三方面。
The thirdly.
就是责备。
It's rebuke.
Yeah, rebuke. 你知道，凡是受了责备，就被光显明出来。
If you are rebuked.
那个 light will be manifested.
The light will be manifested.
弟兄姊妹，我觉着在我们生命中，有人敢责备我们的不多。
Is there anybody who dare rebuke us?
父母都不敢了。
Sometimes even the parents will not dare to rebuke us.
特别像我们现在坐在这里这么大的孩子，一般的。做父母都要小心一点。
Especially the children who are sitting here around this age. And that if you are the children of this age, and you'll be very careful.
我们笑他们，那我们呢？
So if you laugh about them, how about our condition?
像我们这种年龄的，谁还敢跟你说 no 啊？
So for the people like our age, who else dare to rebuke us?
大卫有光啊。
David had a light.
大卫，他给我们看他的经历里面，圣灵可以光照他。
So we can tell from David's experience that the Holy Spirit is able to enlighten David.
先知也可以光照他。
The prophet also is able to enlighten him.
拿单先知可以跟他说 no 的。
So the prophet Nathan can say to no to David.
就连那个腓力这个什么示美也敢跟大卫说。
示美。Even the Shimei can also dare to say no to David.
你知道今天。神的儿女有谁能够听得进去这些不同的声音呢？
Who among us, the children of God, is able to listen to the different voice?
弟兄姊妹，多少时候夫妻两个人都活在黑暗里，我告诉你。
So many times the couples, both party, to live in a darkness.
如果你的妻子或者你的先生能够跟你说 no, 你要为他在神面前天天感恩呢。
So if your wife or your husband dare to say no to you, you need to be thankful before God.
有的时候说这个妻子太好，太顺服了，是吧？
So you feel like, oh, because my wife is so obedient, I feel like she is very good.
顺服跟整天说 yes, 整天跟先生说都你做都好都对，这完全不一样的。
Being total obedient is very different from constantly saying yes or agree. to whatever your husband does.
你知道这个魏理兄在他88岁的时候，他跟我们这些年轻人做了一个很好的见证。
When Brother Wei was 88 years old, he shared a no, he gave a very good testimony.
他说他有一次在侍奉中间，他发了脾气了。
He one time he was angered. He was angry.
He lost temper.
In a service meeting.
He lost temper. 照着我们后来分析来讲，那么魏弟兄是发易怒的。
According to our analysis, we feel like that even the anger of the Brother Wei is the righteous anger.
因为那个时候弟兄们真的太不顺服了。
Because at that time, back in that time, the brothers were not very obedient.
那天那个整个聚会都死掉了。
So it seems like the whole meeting was dead.
因为你发了脾气了嘛。
Because you lose your temper.
那么等到魏弟兄回来。
As after Brother Wei went back to home,
那么就跟魏师母在那这个整个的情形。
He shared what happened.
他告诉我们说，他心里面唯一的盼望就是魏师母能够安慰他一句。
So the only desire he had in his heart and try is for the sister to be able to comfort him.
他没有想到。
But unexpectedly,
魏师母反而说，谁叫你发脾气的？
Sister Wei questioned him. So why you lose your temper?
你首先你就落在血气肉体里了。
You are the first person who fall into the flesh.
那魏弟兄说，我真的盼望他安慰我一下。
How much I hope that she can comfort me.
这个侍奉到这个地步真的太黑暗了。
I serve to such a point that I feel like I'm in a total darkness.
你应该安慰我一下。
You should comfort me.
那么那个时候。魏弟兄就告诉我们
，But the brother Wei told us.
他说：“幸亏魏师母跟他说 no。”
Fortunately, the sister said no to him.
说否则的话，我今天不知道。
Otherwise, I didn't know where I was going.
我觉得年长弟兄在神面前他的学习，他里面他是学习光的。
And then, the elderly brother had been learning how to receive the light.
弟兄姊妹多宝贵。
How precious this is.
我不知道等到我们88岁的时候。
I don't know if we become 88 years old.
我们能不能听见有人跟我们不一样？
Can we truly hear the different voices?
今天有的时候我们28岁已经听不进去了。
And today, even for the people who about 28 years old, they are not able to hear.
那后面60年是不是都要活在黑暗里呢？
Then will you be totally will you be in a dark condition for the following 60 years?
弟兄姊妹，我们就是光多宝贵啊！
How precious the light is!
但问题就在这里。
But the problem is.
还有我们真的知道光这些来源，我们也都知道的。
We all know the source of the light.
圣经我们也都会背的。
We can memorize the verses.
难处就是我们常常没有光啊。
The problem is that we lack light.
我们知道这些都是光啊。
We know this is light.
大卫他告诉我们，我觉得最宝贵的就是他真的是经历过的。
But the most precious thing here is that this is all from David's true experience.
他告诉我们那光是怎么经历来的。
And he told us that how the light can be experienced.
第四节。
Verse 4.
从第四节开始，他告诉我们得着光的秘诀。
And then starting from verse 4, he told us the secret of gaining the light.
弟兄们，如果我们今天真的盼望得着光。
If we truly desire to gain the light,
我们觉得我们生命中真的缺少光。
If we feel like we lack light in our life,
我们生命中缺少拯救。
We lack salvation.
我们缺少生命的力量。
We lack the strength of life.
我觉得从第四节往后，虽然我可能啰嗦一点，但是弟兄姊妹，这些里面所告诉我们太宝贵了。
Forgive me if you think I'm too wordy, but what here tells us is so precious.
我想我稍微提一下，好吧？这些我们可能从现在听到你都听过。
Perhaps you have heard about this.
但是我们在神面前需要一直在被提醒。
But we need to be constantly reminded.
因为这是摸到我们生命的那个实行了。
This is something that can applications of our life.
如果我们肯照着大卫他在神面前这些的学习，是圣灵特别印证的。
So if we are willing to learn according to what David told us, is what proved by the Holy Spirit.
我们有一天也会做见证。
Then one day we are also be able to give the testimony.
是我的亮光。
The Lord is my light.
他是我的拯救。
It's my salvation.
是我生命的力量。
It's the strength of my life.
这也是我自己的见证。
This is my own testimony.
不仅是大卫他的见证。
Not only the testimony of David.
不仅是知道基督是我们一切问题的解答。
Not only we know the Christ is the answer to all questions.
我也知道基督如何成为我生命。问题的解答。
I also know that the how Christ become the answer to my question.
所以我想这一段非常重要。
So this verse is so important.
头一件事。
First.
他说有一件事我曾求耶和华，我仍要寻求。
One thing I have desire of the Lord that I will see.
我觉得好啰嗦。
I feel so wordy.
有时候读圣经哈，读大卫的，我觉得要我写的就近一点，就是我要一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，对不对？
So if I were in David's position, if I wrote a psalm, I would make it much simpler. I may just say, I may dwell in the house of the Lord.
多简单呢。
Such a simple.
这不他不就这意思吗？
That's his meaning.
他不就是要一生一世住在耶和华的殿中吗？
He mean to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of his life.
前面还这么写法。
Why he mentioned that in the first part of the verse 4.
我曾寻求过一件事。
I have desired one thing of the Lord. That will I seek.
什么意思？
What's that mean?
就是大卫，他知道在他的祷告生活里，他求过很多的事。
Because David knew that in his life of prayers that he asked many things.
但是有一件事是他一直要求的。
But only one thing that he will constantly seeking.
其他事一次就够了。
And other things maybe just deserve one prayer.
祷告四原则，有个祷告三次原则就够了。
Or maybe three times.
你看那个保罗祷告三次就够了，对不对
？And then you see Paul sometimes it's enough for Paul to pray three times.
他有恩赐，然后祷告三次，他不再祷告了。
Because he has the gift and he only pray for three times and that's it.
这个弟兄们讲到说这祷告三次原则，对不对？
So some brother mentioned that there's like a principle of the prayer for three times.
大卫说有一件事哈，他不是祷告三次。
And then he not only prayed once. He said one thing I have desired of the Lord.
就那么一件事是一直要祷告的。
And there's only one thing that deserves to my constant prayer. No matter how many times you have desired.
我一直要求的。
I will constantly seek.
就是这么一件事。
That is the only one thing.
就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿。
That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
这叫什么？
What this means?
我们都是叫亲近神，对不对？
We know it's come near to the Lord.
这叫亲近主。
This is come near to the Lord.
什么叫亲近主？
What is come near to the Lord?
大卫告诉我们。
David told us.
亲近主哈，单单要神的同在。
So coming to the near to the Lord is.Only desire the presence of the Lord.
其他都不要了。
Nothing else.
求过很多事。
Many things David had asked.
我想大卫在山洞里面真的求过很多事。
He asked many things in the 山洞后 cave.
你知道在那个山洞里面，我想那个是不是很舒服的一件事？
When he was living in a cave, it was not very comfortable.
就像今天这种天气哈。
Especially in today's weather.
这种天气住在山洞里，我想恐怕天天真的是要擤鼻涕的。
It's very suffering to live in a cave in such weather condition.
你知道那个时候，神让扫罗就落在他的手中了。
So God allowed King Saul to fall into the hands of David at that time.
那个时候，大卫他在神面前，他里面到底要什么就显出来了，对不对
？So what David truly want desired.Manifested.
大卫他守他的这个个人的利益呢，还是单的要神的同在呢
？David truly want is that the David wanted the personal interest or he really desired the presence of the Lord?
如果他单单要神的同在
，If he only desired the presence of the Lord，
他就不能碰这个。耶和华的受膏者
He will not touch the anointed one.
就算是交在他的手里
Even though the King Saul was placed in his hands,
就算他的同伴都说他一刀就够了
Even though his companion suggests that he killed King Saul.
哎呀，大卫那个时候，你说他真的需要光啊，对不对
？But the David truly need light.
你说他为什么会有光吗
？Why he had the light?
大卫里面认定，只要单单的求神的同在。
Because David set up his mind that he only desired the presence of the Lord.
即使还要在山洞里再过上14年
Even though I might live in the cave for another 14 years,
弟兄姊妹, 你肯在山洞里过上去,
will you be willing to live in a cave for another 14 years?
你肯在这样的艰难困苦里继续下去吗?
Will you be willing to remain in
the cave? 现在机会来了。
Here's your chance to step out of the bitterness.
那个时候大卫他真的是一个亲近主的人啊。
David was such a person who constantly draw near to the Lord. He only needs the presence of the Lord. As long as you are with me, that's enough.
我们也这么祷告。
Can we truly pray like that?
我们也这么祷告的。
Oh, we constantly also pray like this.
我们要问一句话, 真的吗?
So we need to ask, is it that true?
真的吗?
Is it true?
真的只要主的同在吗?
Is it true that you only desire the presence of the Lord?
我们还是要自己的一些的利益, 自己的脸面, 自己的地位, 自己的前途。
Or you want to gain for the sake of your own interest and benefit?
弟兄姊妹, 只要这一个眼目一昏花里面就暗了。
If your eye become blind, then there's a complete darkness in you.
马太福音第六章告诉我们说, 你眼睛若嘹亮, 全是光明。
So in Matthew, it tells us that your eyes are bright, then your body will become so bright.
其实在原文是, 眼睛如single,
if you're
single, 眼睛如果单一, 你浑身就光明。
If you have single eye,
对,
and then your whole body is full of light.
但是你知道眼睛昏花为什么? 因为我们又要侍奉神, 又要侍奉马门, 我们有两个主了, 我们的里面就黑暗了。
So the reason why our eyes become blind is because we wanted to serve two lords. Then our eyes become blind.
弟兄姊妹,
so here David told us what is to come near to the Lord. Only desire the presence of the Lord.
你里面一定有光,
then there will be a light in you.
你保证全身光明。
And then your body will be full of light.
这是大卫教我们的秘诀。
This is the secret David told us.
而且他后面告诉我们说, 不仅他一生一世住在耶和华的殿中, 而且瞻仰他的荣耀。
And not only he desired to dwell in the house of the Lord all the day life, and he also wanted to behold the beauty of the Lord.
你知道这个真的很好, 这个是注视主的荣美。
To behold the beauty of the Lord.
你知道如果我们还要注视自己的荣美,
if we want to behold our own beauty,
我们还盼望 人在人面前被人家抬举一下,
we also want people to raise us up.
我们可能就像扫罗一样, 真的一生都落在黑暗的里面。
So we may fall into the complete darkness like King Saul.
你知道大卫跟扫罗他们都失败过的。
So both King David and Saul, they all fail. They all have a failure.
你知道大卫被责备的时候, 就是无理的责备, 大卫都接受, 对不对?
So what makes David different is that when David was rebuked, even unreasonably, he also accepted that.
他自己的太太正在轻看他, 他明明是把约柜请回来啊, 那应该赞美, 应该荣耀神的时候, 他的妻子竟然羞辱他呀。
So when his wife was despising him at the time that he to carry out the ark, and what David answered?
大卫说我必更加卑微,
I will be more,
因为我不注视自己的荣美,
because I will not behold the beauty of myself.
我只注视主的荣美,
I only behold the beauty of the Lord.
只要主的, 主的约柜得荣耀就够了。
As long as the ark of the God's ark be glorified, as long as the heart of the God be satisfied, so then it doesn't matter if I'm despised.
但你看扫罗就不是这样。
So the King Saul is not like that.
当扫罗他失败的时候,
so when King Saul failed,
当有人要责备他的时候,
when somebody trying to rebuke King Saul,
你知道他说什么?
What King Saul said,
求撒母耳在众人面前抬举他。
Made Samuel raise King Saul,
praise
him from all the people, in front of all the people.
弟兄姊妹, 他眼睛所看的是自己的荣美。
So what his eyes fixed is upon his own.
难怪扫罗都在那里面。
No wonder King Saul fall into the complete darkness.
大卫是他自己亲身的经历, 我们那个光是怎么来的?
So David's own personal experience tells us that where is the light comes from. How the light comes from is to dwell in the house of the Lord.
大卫不是说 难处的时候才求问神啊。
To inquire in his temple. It's not like when we're in a difficulty.
大卫顺利的时候他也祷告神啊。
He also inquired in his temple when he in a smooth time.
圣经上说,
神常与他同在，凡他所做的都顺利，而且都等等的一直的这个赶出他的仇敌。
So the Bible told us that whatever King David did, he will prosper.
你知道神亲自帮助他。
So the Lord Himself helped David.
但他头一次打败了腓力士人，等到第二次腓力士人又来的时候，他不会照着从前的方法来打。
So he defeated Philippi many times, but the second time when he trying to battle with Philippi, but he went not according to the same way as the first time.He also come to the Lord to ask.
上一堂道是这么打了，打赢了。那么今天又讲二十，是不是还是照着从前的来一遍呢
？So I already knew this doctrine and this fellowship. If I hear the same doctrine again,
大卫那天就知道哦，原来这一次打是从后面，对不对？还绕到仇敌的后面，这样就把他们都杀成。
So David knew that this time I need to go behind the enemy to attack them, to kill them. So David is the person who truly denied himself. Don't think that you're very clever.
不要觉得我们从前这样的传福音是有果效，以后每一年传福音都这样传就有果效，不一定的。
Don't think that since we use this way to preach the gospel, it seems like it's very fruitful, and we're going to use the same way. It's not necessary. It's not like that. We need to learn David this the way of David. We need to learn from David that how we need to come. So the David truly has a light.
我想这是最重要的一点。
This is the most important point.
后面还有三个方面，我提一下就好了。
There are three other aspects.So the second point aspect is that David learned how to deal with his conscience.
你说大卫讲来讲的那么得胜了，都在殿里献祭，高过仇敌，都在隐藏的帐幕里面欢然献祭，都这么欢喜快乐了，对不对？因为亲近神有光嘛，对不对？怎么后面，哎呦，求神不要离弃他呀？哪有这种祷告？这好像差太远了，对不对
？Yeah.From verse 5 to 6, David mentioned that he want to offer the sacrifice of joy in his temple. He and the Lord will hide his secret. But the following verse, starting from verse 7, and he suddenly mentioned that the Lord, please do not hide your face from me. Please do not turn your servant away in anger. It seems like the relationship broken. Because David also had a time of sin, making mistake. So when David make a mistake, he will surely want to see the face of the Lord. Sometimes we want to see the happy face of the Lord.
David 就是看见神责备怒气的分量，怒气的。脸面他愿意看见。
David desired to see the face of the Lord, even the Lord is in anger.
你知道当他这样对付他的良心的时候。
As he was dealing with his conscience like this.
你知道良心是我们整个这个人的灵的最外面。
So the conscience is the most outwardly for the whole being.
一个污秽的良心。
Is the corrupted conscience.
一个 defiled.
Defiled. Defiled conscience.
一个有亏欠的良心。
Guilty conscience. Guilty conscience.
你就发现一些良心就把神的光都给隐蔽了。
This guilty and defiled conscience will cover the face of the Lord.
如果我们肯来到神面前对付我们的良心。
If we are willing to deal with our conscience,
让神来在我们生命中做那个光照，做那个悔改的工作。
Allow God to enlighten us, and so that we can turn back to Lord.
你就发现那个结果多么奇妙。
So the consequences, the result will be very amazing.
他说，父母甚至都要离弃他，因为他犯的罪太大了。父母都不想要这样的儿子了，这么不争气的孩子不要你了。
So because he sinned greatly, and even his father and mother forsake him.
但是耶和华却收留我。
But that Lord will take care of me.
知道那个爱多么宝贵啊。
He knew that love is so precious.
因此凡是在良心里没有被对付过的，我们真的不晓得耶和华是怎么爱我们的。
So, for whoever does never deal with his conscience, we didn't experience the love of the Lord.
我们里面没有光。
We did not have light.
神之间非常的遥远。
We are very from the Lord.
说到属灵的事情，我们一点感觉都没有。
We have no sense in the matter of spiritual things.
我们属灵的悟性都给败坏了。
So all our spirituality was defiled.
不是
spiritual understanding. Spiritual understanding was defiled.
有的时候，弟兄在上面交通的是这一方面，我们听的完全是世俗的东西。
So our understanding is totally earthly. It's different from what a brother fellowshipped.
我们真的要有一个无愧的良心。
We truly need to have a clean conscience.
这是光进来的非常重要的这个秘诀。
This is the most this is a very important secret for the light to be able to come in.
第三个秘诀。
Third secret.
就是求耶和华指教我们走平坦的路。
May the Lord teach us the way.Lead us in a smooth path.
其实是 even way.
Even way.
对
even path.
是一个平坦的路。你知道这一件事情非常奇妙的。
And this is amazing.
这个年长弟兄他们曾经告诉我们说，他们在做学生的时候，他们的年长弟兄给他们上的课。
So this is what the elderly brother told Brother Wei when he was a student.
他说那个年长弟兄姊妹说啊，那一个摸到那个平安啊或那个平坦的路是什么呢？
So what does mean to touch the even path?
他说就是你灵里面的感觉哈，就是敏锐到一个地步，一个杯子放到一张纸上的边上，你有感觉的。
Your spiritual sense becomes so sensitive that even a glassis placed on the edge of the paper, you can also feel it.
不平啊。
It's not even.
就差一点。
It's pretty close.
大卫真的学这个功课。
So David truly learned this lesson.
你知道大卫对于这个扫罗来讲真的是无故的害他呀。
So David is trying to chase and kill it for no reason.
他不以恶捧好了，对不对？
He did not. It's already good enough for David to not do evil for evil, to evil.
以善胜恶就更好了，对不对？
Then if you overcome evil with goodness, that's even better.
你知道大卫那次把扫罗放掉了。
So at that time, David let King Saul go.
仇敌落在他手中，他一点没有伤害他，把他放走了。
He did not touch the enemy. He even let the enemy go.
那么到了第二次，他又有机会的时候。
The second time when he got the second chance.
他里面觉得他其实那个扫罗根本在睡觉，他完全可以，他完全做什么都可以，他可以离开，他可以怎样都可以。但是大卫他摸里面的那个平坦的路。
But at that time, King Saul was sleeping, and then this is actually the opportunity for David to kill the King Saul. But David touched the even path within.
他这个是完全可以离开的。
And at that time, he 完全
可以
he can leave.
他已经以善胜恶了。
Because he already overcome the evil with goodness.
因为那个时候他里面还有一瓶。
But he has a little bit of even within unevenness.
一张纸的边缘。摸一摸还不是很平。
So it's just like a glass, a cup was placed in the edge of the paper. If you touch it, you feel like it's not even.
他里面感觉神要借着他让扫罗悔改。
So at that time, he sensed that the God might cause King Saul to repent through David.
大卫里面要摸那个平坦的道。
David wanted to touch the even path.
所以他有光啊。
That's why he has a light.
弟兄姊妹，我觉得这个光是大卫自己亲自经历的。
This light is David's true personal experience.
这个在新约圣经里我们有一句话叫让基督的平安在我们里面怎么样？
做主。
做主。
In the New Testament, there's a verse mentioned that allow the peace of the Christ reign within.
哎，这些秘诀，我想我们真的要学啊。
So we truly need to learn all this.
最后一个秘诀。
Secret.
多少时候神的儿女没有光，是因为从来不会等候。
So many times the reason we don't have light is because we don't know how to wait on the Lord.
等候，哎，请问等候要不要花时间？
Don't you think that it takes time to wait?
等候真的要花时间啊。
It truly takes time.
我们曾经跟大家讲过，我们一个一年啊，52个礼拜六，我不晓得你有几个礼拜六花在主身上。
So there are 52 Saturdays within a year. I don't know how many Saturdays will be spent on the Lord.
你说我每一个礼拜六都有事情安排了。
I always have something arranged every Saturday.
我们教会现在大概已经有60个孩子了。
Already approximately have about 60 children in our church.
每个孩子过一个生日礼拜六，我告诉你，这一年都不够的。
So if I would celebrate their birthday on Saturday, we don't have enough Saturdays in a year.
那这礼拜六忙了，早晨一个节目，中午一个节目，一个节目，晚上一个节目。
It will keep you busy every Saturday.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们是这样来使用我们的假期的时候，我想主来的时候，主说，你没亮光。是你的责任呢，还是我的责任呢？
So if we spend all our vacation time like this, when the Lord comes and asks, so is it my responsibility or your responsibility that you, if you don't have a light?
弟兄姊妹，我们真的是有的时候真的是盼望，就是我们真的被外面的事物真的全都抓住了。
So we're all captured from outwardly thing.
我们真的，我就是凭良心而问。
So if you ask your conscience,
你真的凭良心而问。
If you ask your conscience,
你过去这一年。
In the past year,
你到底在主面前安静过多少时间？
How much time have you been quiet before the Lord?
没什么大的高深的道。
There's not much deep high.
不要以为是三头六臂，特别当什么这个特殊材料做成的，绝不是。
Don't think that David is made with special materials. Don't know.
弟兄姊妹，大卫是跟我们一样性情的。
David is share the same characteristics with us.
而且在等候的事情上，我觉着有一方面是我盼望，我想也可能我今天啰嗦一点，因为照着安排，可能是这一年。我最后一次跟大家分享。
So forgive me if you think that I'm too wordy, because this is perhaps my last sharing fellowship with brothers and sisters this year.
等候，我觉得一个很重要的方面，不是我们等候神，是神等候我们悔改。
Now, actually, the most important aspect of waiting, oftentimes is actually.The Lord is waiting for us to repent. It's not the way we wait on the Lord. Because the principle of the Lord never changed. When you turn back to me, and I will turn back to you. If your feet step into the river of Jordan, and then the river will be separated.
弟兄姊妹，神从来不改变他做事的原则。
God never changes the principle.
我觉得多少时候我们说我们等候神来怜悯我们。
Many times we mentioned that we want to wait on the Lord to have mercy upon us.
其实早已经怜悯了我们。
Lord had already had mercy on us.
我们不肯悔。
Because we do not repent.
我们不肯回头。
We do not want to turn our back to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我想大卫在他的生命经历里面，他也这样经历过。
David also truly experienced like that.
他那个时候遮盖自己罪恶的时候，他一直映着景象。
His neck is steeped, when he was trying to cover his sin.
等到他肯回头的时候。
When he's turned back to the Lord.
圣经记载我们，记载告诉我们，连一秒钟都不到，说耶和华赦罪临到你了。
And then the recorded that even less than a second, that, and then the forgiveness of the Lord come upon you.
父亲是何等巴不得赦免他的儿。
How much father desire to forgive his son?
他在那里一直在等。
And he keep waiting.
你还记得那个父亲吗？
Do you remember the father?
那个父亲站在那里遥远的就看见了他的孩子。
And the father wait for the son far away.
他说他就跑上前去。
He just run forward.
你知道为什么他跑上前去吗？
Why he run forward?
因为照着旧约，这样的儿子要被人打死的。
According to the law, the son like that will be stoned to death.
这个父亲抱着他的儿子，让所有这些砸他儿子的石头都落在他的身上。
And then the son just embraced the father embraced the son, and then all the stone fall upon the body of the father.
这是我们的父亲怎样等候我们回来。
That's how our father waiting for our return.
弟兄姊妹是等我们。
It's the Lord waiting for us.
如果我们这样的肯回头
，We want to repent like that.
弟兄姊妹不仅得着光。
Not only you are able to receive the light, you also receive the salvation. You will receive the strength of life. You also receive the Lord himself. Because the Father wants to pour down all the abundance of his house.
弟兄姊妹，这是大卫的经历。
This is David's experience.
这是怎样在活人之地，在这样一个令人丧胆之地，怎样过一个没有惧怕的生活。
That's how we need to live the life that without fear in the land of the living.
这是何等荣耀的生活。
This is such a glorious life.
弟兄姊妹，这是神盼望我们每一个人能够进入的生活。
This is the life that God desires for everybody to enter.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们每一个人所需要的。
This is what we really need.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们处在这个时代，真的令人丧胆。
We live in such a generation that really causes people to lose their heart.
教会的光明也令人丧胆。
So in the condition of the church, we feel like it really causes people to lose their heart.
想到我们聚会的前途的光明，我们好像也要丧胆。
If you about the future of our gathering, we feel like lose our heart.
耶和华是我们的亮光。
But the Lord is our light.
耶和华是我们的力量。
The Lord is our strength.
是我们的拯救。
Our salvation.
弟兄姊妹，我们学习来到主的面前。
We need to learn come before the Lord.
我想最后。今年这三次我也不晓得是不是主这样的带领。
I don't know whether this is what Lord truly lead us.
这三次我想跟弟兄姊妹交通了三个方面。
I fellowship three aspects through the three Sunday preaching, Sunday message.
有启示的话语。
And it's a teaching from Revelation.
信心里的祷告。
It's the prayer in faith.
认真的来亲近我们的神。
We need to spend time to come near to the Lord.
我想这是我们在神面前能够持守主所托付的三个最基本的生命的秘诀。
This is what we can truly hold fast. This is the three most important principles that we can hold fast to.
人事改变。
All things change.
主不改变。
Lord never change.
愿主帮助我。
May Lord help us.
那么请胡言弟兄为我们做结束祷告。
主耶稣，我们感谢你，让我们在